Again, a reminder to media members on the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning, and we'll get those questions to them as quickly as we can. Now, welcome into the call, the head coach of the James Madison Dukes, Lewis Rowe. Good morning, Coach Rowe.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. You guys in a pair of games to the wire last week, and one that didn't go your way, a 53-51 loss to Charleston, but then one that did, 60-59 against Elon. Talk about the two games last week.
Pretty similar games. I thought, you know, defensively, well, I thought we had a consistent defensive effort against College of Charleston, and not so great the first half with executing some of the game plan, but a really good second half defensively against Elon. But I thought both games were similar coming down to the end, and I think we, you know, in both games we made some mistakes, and there were some things we did as a team. But I thought we held together and maybe even learned some stuff from the game against College of Charleston going down the stretch that actually helped us against Elon to pull it out.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you next. You've had some games this year that have gone to the wire, and with your team, how do you feel like they responded, and specifically, how did they learn to better handle their situations down the stretch?
Well, it's all a process, and I think that they've, been in those situations. The thing about basketball is a lot of stuff is learned. You're in situations, you learn from it, and it's always much better, obviously, to learn in a win. And so some of the things that we saw and some of the things that happened in Elon down the stretch with maybe time and score and being strong with the basketball and things like that, you know, we learned them in a win, so we can go back and watch the film and talk about them, but you learn them in a win. But I think the main thing is that our guys have never quit through all of these, through some of these close games and tough losses, and that's a compliment to the young man in the program.
We're here with Jamie Hayes, Coach Lou Rowe. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We got a couple in queue if you'll get those for us, Pasha.
So your first question is from the line of Josh Walfish with the Daily News Record.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
Not bad. How you doing, Josh?
Doing well.
Good.
Any update on Tom? Is he feeling better than he did Saturday?
No update. He's still he's going through the protocol, and there's some other things that they're looking at and trying to rule out. So no true update yet.
And then I guess looking at Jackson, we've talked a lot about kind of finding that guy who's sort of going to be the go-to guy. How close is Jackson to sort of maybe stepping up a little bit into that role? Because it seems like when you guys need a big shot, particularly Saturday against Elon, he was more than willing to pull the trigger on a couple of threes for you guys.
Well, that's who he is. I don't try to, you don't try to put anybody in roles that aren't really, you know, there's some guys that are naturally go-to guys. And that's not something I've ever employed Jax to be. But I've always said, be yourself. I want all these guys to be themselves on the court. And he is. He's a he has a scorer's mentality. You know, he's not a guy that you isolate all the time and say, go get me a bucket. But within our offense, I've always said to him, be aggressive, Jax, and play your game. And I think he has some confidence. And the one thing that even when he was struggling, like early on in the season, we put him in some defensive, some challenging defensive situations, and always talked to him about handling that end of the court, being really locked in defensively, and that the offense would come. And I think he started to kind of trust me on that. That I was gonna, as long as he played hard defense, was locked in defensively, then I was gonna allow the offense to come to him and allow him to be aggressive. And again, that's something that as this season has progressed, and I've gotten to know him better, and he's gotten to know me better. I think there's a level of trust that has allowed him to play and be himself on the court, which is beautiful.
All right. See you in a couple hours, Lou.
Yes, sir.
Your next question is from the line of Dave Johnson with the Daily Press.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. You?
I'm not bad.
Great. Hey, I'm sorry. I know you've addressed this the last couple of weeks with before, but I was wondering if you could sort of chat about, what, if anything, in particular has changed with you guys since conference play began. Obviously, you seem to be playing a lot better ball now than you were in December and November.
Yes, sir. I can just say one thing is, that the guy, you know, and it's like I just kind of addressed, there's a level of trust when you come in as a new coach. These guys didn't know me, and I didn't necessarily know them. I knew most of the guys, most of them as players, and had watched them play. But you don't know, and when a guy comes in and talks about his style and his philosophies and those types of things, I think there is an adjustment period. But I'll say this, and again, it's complimenting the young men in the program. They never quit. They never got down. And I'm really blessed to have some guys that you know, with that type of fortitude, because it was tough early on. And but, you know, I continue to stress that it's a process. I'm not going to change what I'm preaching, you know. And I thought they, you know, there is some more bond into the process. But I always say that, like, this, you know, there's so many ebbs and flows in the season. I'm glad we're playing better defensively, and I'm glad there's some things that we're doing that are more solid. But you got to continue to preach, and the guys got to continue to work and continue to buy in.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Lou, you talked about Jackson Kent, and another big week, 14 points against Charleston, 21 against Elon in his offensive game, but also touched on his defense, and I think he drew the assignment for a lot of the night on Steven Santa Anna from Elon, who had coming off a 29-point effort, or his second one in a week. Talk about the job that he did on him and how key that was against Elon.
Well, he's been drawing a lot of those assignments all season. Honestly, it's some of the best perimeter players that we've played. He's drawing the assignments, and some of them he did, you know, okay on, and some of them, you know, it is what it is when you're playing against really good players. You know, some guys are going to score, but the thing is that he's willing to take those assignments, and he's willing to put his heart into it, and then trusting that, you know, it's not going to affect you on the offensive end. You know, he's still working pretty hard on the defensive end, even though he's somebody that we rely on to score. And, you know, he's worked hard since I got here, I'll say that. And he's in really good shape, and he stays in the gym. So he's, you know, he's the guy that we kind of look to take some of those assignments. And he jumps right in, and, coach, I got him, and I'll do whatever I can. But we have a lot of team concepts, and, you know, there are some things that we do to try to take away some strengths. But he's definitely at the forefront of that.
You guys head out on the road for a couple of tough games this week, starting Thursday at William and Mary. As you've started to look at the Tribe, what are some of the challenges that they'll present for your team?
Oh, yes, sir. I've started to look at them, and I've actually obviously been an assistant in this league, and watching Coach Shaver throughout the years, I know, you know, all of the issues that with guarding their team, and you know, the versatility of the guys. You know, the versatility in the offense and plus the pace that they play with, which I think people kind of disguise because of, you know, people I get sleep on because they're, you know, they're quote-unquote a Princeton style, but they play with great pace. They'll push it at you. They have a lot of really versatile parts, and obviously Pruitt and Malinowski, you know, those guys are, you know, they have some size. They can step out. They can post. So at the forward position, they're really versatile, and then they got guys, you know, on the perimeter around them that can knock down shots. They're always moving, you know, and they're just in great shape. They execute what they do, and they all kind of work together. They're kind of interconnected, and so it's very challenging.
All right, Lou, thanks as always for the time today, and look forward to talking to you again next Tuesday.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.